This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
These plants need to be watered on Tuesday, these on Saturday, and don't worry about the variegated. I'm letting her die.
Oh no, what'd she do to you?
Thanks again for doing this, by the way. I really appreciate it.
I mean, no problem. Any excuse for some alone time, I'll take it.
Seriously, what's mine is yours. Anything in the fridge, have fun, go nuts. And I think that's everything.
Awesome.
I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, well, bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm in his apartment.
What? Who?
Nate, I'm in his apartment.
Oh, right. Oh, I want to see. I haven't seen
Absolutely it. Absolutely not. It's totally an invasion of...
What?
Nothing. He just has this cute elephant figurine collection on his table. It's whatever.
Ugh, eye rolls.
Okay, what's pretentious about elephants?
I mean, I don't know. I bet there's some perfect little story that goes with them. I got this little mountain and blah, 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 blah. It only exists once a year.
Okay, well, he's got nicer bedding than me.
Okay, for the record, it's not that I find Nate pretentious. Exactly, I find him closed off.
Or do you just not like that since you moved here, you see Elliot slightly less?
Well, you're obsessed with him despite not knowing anything real about him.
What does that even mean? I know things about him.
Impossible. That guy doesn't share.
I know he's been reading Crying in an H Mart.
Who hasn't been reading that book?
I know he keeps a journal.
Oh my God. Sienna, you have to read it. You have to.
No. They're snooping around and then there's real boundaries.
But maybe he likes you, and it says so in there, and then you could know and date him like a normal grown-up.
I don't think reading someone's journal makes me a grown-up.
Okay, this is what we're doing tonight.
No, seriously, no,
just
we're not.
Just humor me. Open it at random, and if you don't see your name, if you don't see it, then we'll stop.
Monica.
How often does this opportunity present itself? Just do it for secret crushes everywhere. Sienna, are you there?
I'm looking.
And...
I'm in it.
Stop right there. Don't read anything else. I'm coming over.
You know, when we go away on trips and someone else stays in our place while we're away, I feel a little bit vulnerable, you know? Because so much stuff is right there to see, you know, our art, our books. And if they dig a little deeper, who knows what they might find. This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And boundaries are important in all relationships. But in this week's episode, we explore what it means to break them.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Snoop.
For the record, I still don't think this is a good idea.
I brought wine.
Oh. Okay, well, that makes it a little better.
Okay, so where in this place would I find a bottle opener?
He might not even have one because he doesn't really drink that much.
Ugh, eye roll.
Okay, are we eye rolling sobriety now?
Okay, so I can push it in with a spoon, but it does mean that we're gonna have to drink the whole thing.
Oh, I was kind of hoping for like a chill, relaxing.
Ooh, hey, here's the bottle opener. Found one.
Okay, I will get the glass.
Ooh, wow, those are some nice glasses. He's like so fancy.
Yeah, he's got like taste.
He's got, like, taste. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You're such a lost cause.
Can you not?
I can't help it. Okay. Clink.
Clink.
So have you read it?
Just my name. I was waiting for you.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even think we should be doing this at all, but if we are going to read it,
okay,
then I was
waiting
for you.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So where is it?
On the nightstand in his room. Monica?
It is really nice in here, you were right.
Told you.
Ooh, this is the nicest journal I have ever seen.
I know, I think he got it from that fancy paper store down the street.
Yes! Oh my gosh, how extravagant. Okay, you ready?
No.
Okay, well, shall I read it to you, or do you want to do the honors?
Okay, this is your thing, so you do it.
What? My thing? Okay.
What's it say?
Hold on. I'm looking for you. Oh my god.
What?
Ask and you shall receive. Okay. It's official. I can't stop thinking about Sienna. She's the best listener I've ever met.
It does not say that.
It does. Look, see?
Yeah, well, he could just mean that as a friend.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. People famously can't stop thinking about their friends. This is good news. Come on, get excited.
I am.
Okay. We need more. Let's see. Sienna. Ah, finally decided that after this work trip, I'm going to ask Sienna out. Ah! I've talked it over with Elliot, and he thinks I have a shot. Wait, huh? Elliot told me nothing of this. Come on, boyfriend, you're worthless.
Okay, probably Nate just asked him not to.
You know what? This is great, though.
Yeah.
So here's hoping that by this time next week, we'll be on a date. Ah, he's so formal. The only thing is, I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with all the stuff between Elliot and Monica.
Wait, what? Monica, what stuff?
Hold on.
Read aloud.
I wish Elliot would just tell her what's going on with him because not telling the truth is really starting to get annoying.
Oh, shit.
Like, today I almost asked Sienna to hang out, but then I remembered I couldn't because I was supposed to be saying Elliot was here. Wait, why would he have to say Elliot was there when he wasn't?
I don't know.
This is dated last week. I remember this. Elliot did tell me he went to Nate's. He told me they watched the new Matrix movie. I said, great, I'd rather die. He said, no, it was really cool. And then he recited the entire plot to me.
Maybe,
who the hell was he watching the Matrix with?
I don't know.
What else is he lying about?
Careful with the pages.
God, this guy has entries like every day. I mean, who needs to journal this much?
Okay, there's nothing wrong with journaling.
I just think it's a little weird. Nate can't hold a conversation for 5 minutes.
He's shy.
But he can talk to a book every day.
I feel like you know you're not really angry at Nate right now, or the fact that he journals.
You're right. You know what? You are.
I'm sorry if Elliot lied to you, but maybe... Wait, who are you calling?
Hi, Elliot.
Monica, no.
It's Monica, your girlfriend.
Hang up.
So here's the thing. I just learned some really fascinating information.
Stop.
So apparently, you like to pretend you're with Nate sometimes when you're not. So
what are you doing?
Maybe you could give me a call back and explain why you're such a fucking liar.
Oh my god, stop. Give me the phone.
Stop it.
Give me the phone.
Let go of me, Sienna.
You stop.
Stop it.
Oh my god. Shit.
Oh shit. Are you okay?
Oh my god.
Did you get glass on you?
No, I wish the wine. You ruined the journal.
Oh shit.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, this isn't my fault. You were the one who kept, like, grabbing at me.
Because you were telling Elliot all this stuff.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Pretend like I didn't know that he'd just been lying to my face?
Okay, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, throw it away. You know what? He might not even know that it's gone.
He writes in it almost every single day.
Okay, well then it's kind of strange that he didn't actually take it with him then, don't you think?
Yes, yeah, you're right. It's actually his fault.
I know you're upset, but you should really stop waving it around because it's dripping wine on the carpet.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's stop and think this through. Could you have spilled the wine without reading the journal? Like, you were drinking wine in bed, maybe?
Oh, right, because that's such an attractive look for me. Where are his paper towels?
Here's a rag.
Monica, stop, that's like a super nice rag.
It's a dish towel.
It's embroidered.
What is the point of a fancy dish towel?
He has good taste.
Okay, well, then you tell me how exactly we should wipe up the wine. Do you want me to use the rest of this journal?
Oh my god, stop! What are you doing? This whole section is completely ruined.
Okay, what's the difference? It's not like you can just poof it back to normal.
Wait, that's a good idea.
What's a good idea?
What if we... The book is from the paper store, right? So what if we got another one and recreated it?
I guess you could.
Right?
It seems like a lot of work for something that might not work. I mean, how good is your penmanship?
I mean, it's okay.
Okay, why don't... And I know this is bad or whatever, but why don't you just tell him, you know? You could totally even blame it on me if you want. Just say you're sorry.
Say I'm sorry?
Say you like him, too. See what happens. Have a real experience.
I'm gonna go see if they have another journal at the store. Would you please just start cleaning up?
Okay.
And then we never, ever read anyone's journal
ever again.
No promises.
Okay, so they didn't have it at the first one, but they did have it at a sister store, so I have it, and this might actually... Monica?
Hey.
You didn't clean anything.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Why? What's wrong now? Monica, what happened while I was gone? What's wrong?
Everything!
And we'll find out what's wrong in just a moment, but first, a word about some folks who helped make this show possible. And now back to Snoop.
What's wrong?
Everything!
What do you mean? What's everything?
Well, for starters, your friend Nate doesn't like me.
Okay, he's your friend too.
Oh, no, not according to his journal.
But you were reading it? You were supposed to be cleaning!
According to Nate, I am very whiny and intrusive. And apparently Elliot thinks so too because he called me back, and I think we broke up, so...
What?
I told him I knew he wasn't with Nate when he said he was.
Oh my god, did you...
I didn't mention your stupid journal. And so finally he caved, and he told me what he was doing. He told me what he was doing, Sienna!
I'm sorry, but if I don't put something on the rug, the stain's gonna set.
Nothing.
What?
Elliot said he was doing nothing.
Why?
I know, right? Like, I'm supposed to believe that he lied to me so that he could do what, nothing?
That's all that he said?
Yeah, basically. He said that he needed the night off and he couldn't figure out exactly how to tell me without it being a thing. And if he told me, then I would have just come over anyway or made it some sort of thing. I mean, can you even believe that?
Well, here, can you move over? I'm gonna put this on the carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that better than if he was cheating on you?
But like... What? Like, I'm some sort of clingy psychopath who can't be alone? I mean, is that how people see me? Sienna, is that how you see me? Would you stop dabbing the carpet and answer me?
You do sometimes struggle with boundaries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like tonight I just wanted to hang out here by myself.
Okay, you invited me over, actually.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I get it. So my presence is a burden?
No, I'm not saying... I'm just saying sometimes people want a little privacy, and it's not
privacy?
About you.
Privacy? Are you really going to lecture me about privacy?
Okay, you told me to read the journal.
It didn't take that much convincing.
Because I know you. Once you have an idea in your head, you don't stop until we do it.
Oh, come on.
What?
This is all such an excuse. You know, you let me push you around on stuff so that you don't have to make choices. Okay, like at bars, when you just sit there for hours and hours until I order you a drink because you're scared of the bartenders?
I'm not scared. I get sensory overload.
You literally would do nothing without me. You're at a constant standstill.
That is not true.
Oh, really? Why haven't you asked out Nate then?
Because I didn't know he liked me.
Okay, well, you know that he likes you now. And what have you done about it? I'll tell you what you've done. Nothing. Nothing.
Because I've been dealing with this mess.
Okay, and when this mess is over, what are you gonna do then? What, you're gonna wait for me to bully you into going out with him, and then you're gonna blame it on me when it goes wrong.
Oh my god, I just wanted some alone time.
Oh my gosh, what is this idealization you have for alone time? You know, alone time is just a pathetic code for people scare me, and I'm gonna make sure I have absolutely no impact on anything ever.
You have no boundaries.
Well, you have only boundaries.
That's not true.
Yes, it completely is. All your little escapes, this apartment that you just run away to.
I'm house-sitting.
The fantasies you never, ever act on.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, Nate isn't the one that doesn't share anything ever. It's you.
I share.
Well, I guess I'm gonna go home to our apartment that we both agreed to live in together, and you can... finish your week off at your other apartment here, talking to a book, I guess, instead of your real live friend. Here.
Don't throw, can we just be gentle, please?
Yes, sorry. God forbid we hurt the precious journal. Here. I may not have cleaned, but I did find the pen that I think he writes with. I thought it might be important.
Thanks.
And be careful with the A's. He writes them kind of weird.
Okay. Whatever. February 1st. How does that look? Ah, okay, pretty good. Just moved into the new apartment. It's smaller than it looked when Elliot FaceTimed it for me.
But it's nice. Cozy. Elliot said he would come by later to help me settle in. I kind of hope he doesn't bring his girlfriend. She's always interrupting people.
Namely me.
Anyway, I think I'm making it a short one tonight. Good night.
Aw. Looks pretty similar. All right, next entry.
February 2nd. He did bring his girlfriend. And his girlfriend brought roommate, which is kind of weird, I feel like, without asking.
Oh man, I didn't even think about that. That's true. Sorry.
It was fine, though. She was cool.
Yes.
February 5th. Feeling really moved in now. Just in time for work to get busy. February 10th. February 16th. Seriously, don't know how Elliot stands her. Monica is so obsessive. I would need a break, too.
Wow, you really don't like Monica.
February 20th. Excited that Sienna is coming, at least. I'll have someone to talk to who isn't totally all about themselves.
Jeez, now he's obsessive.
Told Elliot today anytime he needs to get away, he should come here. I don't know why he's with her.
Because she's nice and loyal and... Get a life, my dude. Can you talk about anything else?
February 25th. Elden Ring dropped today.
Oh no. I remember this phase.
February 26th. Made it past the tree sentinel. Limgrave is not my friend. Feel myself getting closer to the Erd Tree.
Is all you journal about video games and bad-mouthing my friends? My hand fucking hurts.
Defeated the final boss. I feel so alive. Now back to the real world.
Nothing is worth this.
Elliot should just break up with her.
And we're back to Monica bashing.
Why does Sienna put up with it? I feel like I'm watching a vicious cycle.
Oh my god, dude, get a life.
We'll finally talk with Sienna when I get back. The one good thing to come out of this toxic friend. Anyway, that's all for now. Good night.
What an asshole.
Hi, hey!
Hi! Hey, hi, wow! Got here from the airport fast.
He took the carpool lane, and I had no choice but to say yes.
How was the trip?
It was good. It was okay.
I tried to kill that plant you hate, but unfortunately, she's thriving.
That's my girl.
I heard
about Elliot and Monica.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They broke up. Or, I don't know, taking a break. I never really know
this stuff. Yeah, it really sucks. I feel really bad for them.
Right. Sure.
Well, I will leave you alone to, like, de-travel.
Thank you. Actually, I'm feeling kind of energized. Do you want to maybe get a drink or something? As a thank you, you know, just the two of us?
Oh, you know, actually, I can't.
Okay. Sure. Maybe some other time?
I was thinking I'm going to go check on Monica and see how she's doing. Just spend some time with her.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Of course you are.
Of course I am. She's my friend.
Yeah, mine too.
I know you don't like her.
Oh, what do you mean? I
please,
definitely...
Just, Nate, I know. I am pretty intuitive. You don't like her, and I kind of realized that that's a problem for me, because she's my best friend.
I don't really know what to say. This is awkward.
But it's also kind of thrilling. You know, I had a really big crush on you.
Really? You do?
Well, I did. Not so much anymore. Well, sorry, that's a little rude to say, but it's the truth. By the way, I spilled wine on your rug. I think I got the stain mostly out, but if it bothers you, I can replace it.
Sure, okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Also, I read your journal. That's what started all this, the Elliot-Monica fight, me realizing you don't like her. I read your journal and spilled wine on it, and then I freaked out and tried to make a fake one, and actually I did a pretty good job. I'm not sure you would have known. It's in your nightstand. The fake one. I threw the wine-soaked one away, but it might still be in your trash room if you want it. I'm really sorry that I read it. I shouldn't have. But it was my choice and my fault, nobody else's.
You read my journal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'll see you around, I guess. Or maybe not, actually.
Which one?
What?
Which journal did you read?
What? The one in your nightstand? The blue one?
Oh. Okay. Good.
Monica?
In the living room.
Hey.
Hey.
I bought wine.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Snoop was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It's performed by Kimberly Chatterjee as Sienna, Julia Kelly as Monica, and Yoni Lotin as Nate. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, we're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Vandenborough. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.